Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Take me a little while to get used to, since the last 6 years I've been saying Happy Wednesday. But now, Happy Thursday, everyone. Happy January. Happy 2025. And brace yourself, because this is entering the year of the snake, and I think that's about on point. So very soon, Happy Chinese New Year, and all of the things. That's what I can give you. I'm here in Malta, in the island of Malta, in the Mediterranean, and I am from the United States, but we moved out in 2020, and I'm very, very content over here. However, the winters are cold and wet, and they don't really go below 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's a humid cold. So if you hear me having to clear my throat, my apologies. My voice has just finally restored since before Christmas. So that's me. That's our intro for the evening. But now we have a really cool guest on the line. We have Sheila Marie, and she recently wrote the book Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. And this book is available now. So Sheila, welcome to All About Healing. I'm happy to have you.
Hello, namaste. Thank you for having me, Emily. I look forward to our conversation.
So let's give everybody the basics first. A medium, let's start with medium, and then let's put in forensic medium.
Sure. So medium is someone who has extrasensory skills that can tap into the inner light system, the universe, and connect with people who have passed, or vibrations of any type of information that is in and around the universe. Forensic medium, so basically someone would come into, like, for a reading, and they would want to connect to their loved one who's passed. So a medium would do that. Also, a forensic medium is basically the same thing, it's just a different vibration. I'm collecting a lot of data and information. So basically, a forensic medium is someone who's collecting data information. I channel in a lot of maps and information to help with investigations. So forensics is data and information, basically, is what that is.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, I always start off with psychic. So everyone is psychic. Everybody has intuitiveness. Everyone is connected to the universe. Can everyone be a forensic medium? Absolutely, with practice and patience. So basically, when we have a psychic, we have someone, and everybody is this way. This is the whole mission of my book, is to let everybody know that everyone has intuition, everyone is psychic, every psychic can be a medium, it's just a little higher vibration, and basically a psychic is not someone who actually establishes... So in other words, if I'm connecting to the universe as a psychic, I might see a spirit. You know, I might see a flash. I might see something of the past, a vision. But a medium is one who connects and has conversation with that spirit. You see? And then a forensic medium is a medium, but is collecting data and information. And for me, I channel a lot of maps. I actually get dreams. So it's on a higher extrasensory level where I'm not controlling everything. Spirit is in the control.
You know,
does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. When you're publicist reached out to me. I jumped on it. And then, you know, you book people, and then weeks go by, and you sort of forget, okay, who did I book? What is it, you know, which guest am I doing? And then I looked it up, and it was like, oh, yes. Okay, this is going to be a great show because I love this stuff. But then, and then when you started to talk, I started to look you up because, you know, we're on radio. So I see you, and all of a sudden something like overpowered me that, I know we talk about the books, but I lost a friend who was murdered and it was ruled a suicide really quickly, less than a day. And she had called me not a couple weeks before saying that there are certain people that were after her, and if anything should happen to her, it is very important to her that I know it was not at her own hands. And I have not come forward or spoken up or done things because she told me specifically, you have to stay away. You have to stay away from me. You have kids. I'm now a danger. Like, don't send me the Christmas card with your kids that you do every year. Don't send me text messages. Don't. Just, you gotta stay back.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe 5 weeks later she passed away, and I didn't go to she didn't have a funeral. She had just a memorial. And I didn't go because there was no possible way I could look her dad in the eyes and act like she killed herself when I knew she didn't. And so it was her lifelong partner. He has been working tirelessly to try to get this thing figured out. And it's just, he's so social media. He's not even social media. He doesn't even have an email. Like, he has no concept of internet, of any sort of media. And I do feel like if he were somebody different than who he is, he could go out there and start spewing it and getting some attention. And instead, it's not quite going. And then I moved out of the country, and I always think about this stuff, but I cannot put my family at risk. I cannot do it. But when you and I take a commercial break, I would like to share her name. And if something does come up, I do feel like it's really important because this kind of situation or scenario isn't typical. And I don't want to miss that if there's something she needs me to do or know, we can have a conversation where people just don't know the name and where I don't put that out
there. Sure, absolutely. I'm fine with that. And it's really interesting because this is how people come to me, and they come to me because they need confirmation, they need clarity, they need to have a closure, you know. And this is the reason why. You can understand, I know that this is your friend and everything, but On the other end, me as a forensic medium, I don't speak about specific cases. I won't tell people the certain names and when it happened and where it happened because of safety. Because people don't realize this is real. You know, this is real life and everyone is suspect. Sometimes the people that come to me have everything to do with the murder. You know what I mean? So I have to, I always treat every case. I used to be a police officer years ago, and the universe made that foundation for me, so I actually incorporate that in my forensics. So it's an investigation, you know, so it's not only just channeling information from the spirit world, but it's an investigation of who's suspect, what happened, you know, but when I'm in my, I don't want to start talking about me, but I'd be more than happy to help you. And even if that means not even on the radio show, I'd be more than happy to help you with finding some closure with that, you know. And so what happens to me is a lot of times, I don't know what I'm talking about now. But, a lot of people don't understand. Like, I teach. I'm a mentor. I teach. I've been teaching for 25 years, and like I'll go on a show and people will say, oh, tell us about this case. I've had actually TV shows come to me and say, oh, you need to speak about your cases. I said, well, I can do mock cases. They're real cases, but I'm not going to tell you truly who they are. This and that, because of my safety, I need to protect my family, you know?
Exactly. This stuff, people, I mean, to need a forensic medium or a forensic anything, really. You know, it wasn't a pretty or a natural passing. And so, you know, usually there's something sinister, potentially, around it. And so that makes sense that you have to keep your family safe and protected. And I completely understand that because I really did step back. And that was her wishes, too, you know, to step back and to not do that. I mean, you know, I have children. I can't. I can't do that.
Yeah, and even, honestly, even through reading, you have to still be careful with that, too. So maybe we could do it personally and not on the air because I'm sure... It sounds to me like I'm just getting the, I mean, of course, if something comes through, I can talk about with you off the air because I want to protect you at the same time because people are always watching. People are always listening. People do that best. Do you know what I mean? That's just the truth, you know? It can be scary at times, you know, but it's really interesting because when I first started doing mediumship, I actually went to, I got a gift certificate from my sister-in-law. She's so funny, because I was seeing like white lights. She's like, oh, you're seeing spirits. And at the time I was very Catholic, you know, and I said, I'm never going to a psychic. I don't want to go to hell, you know? And, so anyways, like long story short, I went to a class that she sent me to on the gift certificate with Meet Your Spirit Guide. And I came out of there crying. And I said, oh my God, I said, I have to do this. If I don't do this, shame on me for not showing people that they're able to connect, you know. So anyways, so basically I started doing readings and such like that. Never in my mind did I ever think or even choose to become a forensic medium. It just happened. It fell in my lap, you know. And then I looked back and I said, oh, wow, the universe was preparing me all along my whole life for this. And I didn't realize that at the time. So it's amazing. Now I actually give workshops. I have this workshop. It's called Vision to Millions, and basically, I teach them their I teach everyone who comes their roadmap, their foundation. You know, their roadmaps to evolve from uncertainty to clarity and purpose in their life. You know, but it's amazing how things happen like that. Like it's just meant to be. You know.
I love that, you know, and I think you might be right that maybe we take that offline, that particular part. If when we're talking, you get any sort of thing that you feel that you want to share with me, I'm open to that as well. I have a lot of really big stuff coming up, and I'm excited about it. So we'll shift the energy to not have that thing hanging over and do the show differently, because I think it's really important. Now, I want to talk about, there's a lot of people that have always wanted to see a medium. Let's say they watch Tyler Henry or the Long Island medium, which, by the way, I love both of them. I was a huge fan of Sylvia Brown, if you remember her.
Well, who is it?
Do you remember Sylvia Brown?
Oh, yeah, Sylvia Brown. I remember her. That's right.
Okay. Wow. I met her, actually. And, you know, I've always been fascinated by it, but channeling freaks me out when people actually channel. It freaks me out when you're in the space with them and you see the energy shift in and out. But I love mediumship and I've been to many because I think sometimes you seek a medium because you just need closure, confirmation, insider information that maybe you just, you know, especially if people find this stuff when they're really lost. Or when they're really grieving. But what is it that you find, besides the forensic part, that people mostly find you for?
Well, before I was known as a forensic medium, people would come to me mostly, and they still do, because I actually have a lot of people that come to me because they want me to connect with their loved one. And what I actually do is I show them things about what happened. Like my person will come and I'll not just speak with that spirit and give them information about their life, but I'll tell them what they did in that day. So the spirit's telling them what's around, that they're around them, you know, like certain instances that happen. So, but I feel that most people, I'm getting away from the subject, sorry. I feel most people, they want closure, you know. Hello?
I know I did. I saw a psychic a lot many years after my father passed away. But when I started to face all of the grief that had been building for so long, and I finally started to try to get some understanding and into a place where I felt like I could function, you know, because the grief really sticks you down. Like, you can take all these other steps, but there's that one part of you that doesn't move.
Right.
At all. And so, you know, people like you, they are game changers. You change people's lives. Do you find that you see people once, or do you, like, do you find that certain people come back often?
Well, that's really interesting, because when I teach in mentorship, I tell my students, your goal is to never let them, that you don't ever, they don't ever need to come back to you. You know what I mean? Let them, give them everything that they need, you know? And, so I find that I have some people that come that one time and that's all they needed. You know, they're confirmed, they got what they needed. But I most people do come back maybe two or three times. Sometimes it might be once a year just because I want to hear from them, you know, on a mediumship level of connection. But I find that I've done thousands of readings. My God, I'll never forget one time I put I did an advertisement on, like, Groupon, you know Groupon? And, like, in 1 hour I got 5,000 people. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to go out of business. How am I going to do 5,000 readings? Okay. So I did them well. I can't believe it. Spirit got me through it. But it's amazing. Like, I forget what I was talking about. What was I just talking about?
People come more than once, but the goal is not.
Oh, yeah. So I find that sometimes, a lot of times, actually, the people will come, they'll get closure, they'll heal, they'll begin their healing process. And that's my goal as a medium, is to help them to heal, is to help them to unblock those blockages from their being so they can heal and move on with their life. And I do it in very different ways, too, as well as just the regular average reading, you know. Like, I really go deep into it, you know. And so they understand, and I tell them things that nobody knows about, you know, and so they know that I'm connecting. And I actually send them the class, too. I have this one class of usually once a year. I have a lot of mothers that come to me, and they want to hear from their child and stuff, and that's the worst pain in the world. Yeah. So I keep the mothers, and I'll do a reading for them, and I'll tell them I can counsel them for free once a month, you know, and connect them with their loved one. But the end goal is that they have to join the online class or the live class and learn how to connect. Because I don't want them going to readings all their life. I want them to be able to connect with their loved one. They're able to do that. So if I can push you past their grief and connect them, that's my end goal for them, you know. But,
I agree with that. Well, I think it's really important because I'm a clinical massage therapist by trade, and I worked with people post-cancer that had chronic swelling called lymphedema, and I'm also a Reiki master and would do some energy and emotional releases. And what I always tried to really keep to was, you should not need me. Like, you know, once you see me, it should take a long time before you have to come back. It should not be this, come back in a week. You know, that stuff makes me crazy. And so many people,
you know, years ago I had a meditation center, and in Foxborough, Mass. It was before I had my big meditation center, and I used to open up every Saturday. I do healings as well, so I'm a master in Reiki and all that kind of sacred Reiki and all that. But what I'm a master in is commissioned healing. So as you'll see, when you get to know more mediums, and I actually teach this in my workshops, is we do energy healing. But basically, it's divine energy healing coming through the same thing as energy of Reiki and all the other attributes, but it's just more natural. And so I would open up a clinic every Saturday and for cancer people, you know, it was free. And they would come in, and it was amazing when I would be healing, you know, I'm never healing. I need to clarify that. Spirit, and I say spirit, I mean the universe is always coming through us, using us as a channel and healing the other people, you know. But when I would be acting as the channel for healing, that's when I started seeing a lot of visions, you know, and the universe will always show you, even, and I'm sure you've had this happen to you when you're healing people, how the universe can help you through visions and stuff to help that person, you know. So I always tell people who are healers, you need to learn how to connect too, because it goes together. It's part of your inner light system. You know, we all have 10 systems in our body. What are they? I think the skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the cardiovascular, respiratory, digestive. I almost have memorized urinary, endocrine, lymphatic, and reproductive system. But a system that I like to call is the inner light system. So our inner light system connects with the universe back and forth, and it's a part of our soul, and that inner light system connects with everything. We need to develop that inner light system because it heals us. It connects all the systems together, and it's part of the system. But you don't learn that in school, you know?
Sheila?
Hi.
Before we go to commercial break, will you give people your website, please?
Sure. My website is SheilaMarieMedium.com, SheilaMarieMedium.com, or you can go to my book site, which is ForensicMedium.com, and or you could go on Amazon and you could get the book there as well. And I use that book in my workshops as well as a guide, you know, so it's great if you could read it ahead of time.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, we've got to take a quick commercial break, but don't worry, everybody. We have Sheila Marie, forensic medium, on the line, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Today, we have forensic medium Sheila Marie on the line with us. She has a new book, Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. What we want to talk about in this segment is that everybody does have the ability to connect to their loved ones, but the loved ones might communicate differently than maybe what you're expecting, and that's why a lot of people seek out a medium, so that they can have real confirmation instead of always second guessing. You know, did that really happen? Did I hear that? Did I feel that? And you have to also know, before Sheila takes the reins on this, that people feel things differently. Some people can hear things. Some people can see things. Some people can feel things. It just hear things. The way that things come through to you is a part that you'll need to figure out yourself, so that when you are trying to connect with your loved ones, you can know when they're around, because you start to get those feelings. But Sheila, let's talk to people about how they can go about connecting.
Sure. Yes, everybody is intuitive. Everybody has their inner light system within and around them. Just a matter of tapping into it. When you were little, we were more open to it because we didn't have fear and mistrust. And unfortunately, those are some of the blockages that block our inner light system from working. So the first thing you need to recognize is that we're more than just physical beings. These bodies are our astronaut suits. Our inner light, our Atman, our soul, our energy is within these astronaut suits, within these bodies. Our emotions and our energy and our spirit are deeply connected to our well-being. So it's really important to connect to your intuitive side, to your inner light system, because it's part of your systems in your body. And without that balance, you won't have balance within your body. You may become sick, you know, you may become nervous and have anxiety, you know. So going within helps this connection. And in order to do that, anybody can do it. You don't have to be a psychic or a professional psychic or a medium to do it. Those are just definitions of people who can connect. You know, when I first became a medium, I was so upset because I was from a political family, and I said, I do not want to be called a medium. But my friends told me you have to do that to advertise that you can connect. So it was a blow to my mind, and still I don't like it to this day, but I do it so people will understand that I'm able to connect. So in order to connect, you need to know these things, that you're not just physical, that your emotions and your energy and your spirit are deeply connected to your well-being. In order to connect, first of all, you have to let go of the fear. And what is fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. We create our own fear. So recognizing fear, you know, it's really funny. I always use the analogy, and I'm sure you've heard it before, Americans have anyways. If you start to have fear or anxiety, your thoughts play a big, big role in this, okay? Our chatter of our mind can control us through fear. So fear is the biggest obstacle. So the only way to get through that fear is allowing yourself to recognize the fear, telling your mind it's fake. That's fake news. That's fake. That's not real. And feeding your mind new information that's real. Okay? So you have to unblock the fear. Because that blocks your connection to your inner life system. You also have to let go of control, and that's letting go of your ego. You know, when I have my workshops, I tell everybody, listen, when you come through that door, it's not about you anymore. It's about the connection that you have, your emotional, spiritual side of you, your connection to the universe. It's not about you. Everybody is the same in that sense, where no one's better than each other, you know? You got to let go of the ego, and sometimes that ego comes with a form of control. And there's many forms of control, and a lot of people don't even realize that they're controlling their life. Maybe with a little OCD or, grandioso or something like that. So it's important to recognize your ego and how it's controlling your life, okay? You have to free yourself of the ego, and then you have to trust. You have to trust your higher power, your higher consciousness, For me, when I started connecting, I was very Roman Catholic. I was big into Jesus and Mary, and nothing wrong with that, and I still am as well. But I gave the reins to them. I said, okay, God, Jesus, whoever that is that's controlling everything for me and that has been with me since the beginning of time, you know me better than I know myself, so I'm going to give you the reins. Once you give the universe, your higher power, your higher consciousness, the reins, and trust the universe, you can see clearly. That is really the trick. So you have to let go, and what's that term called? Let God. You know, I always say let the universe because I coexist now, you know. So let go and let God. And how do we do that? We have to have faith in our higher power. And that's hard because, you know, a lot of times in our lifetime, you know, when we're little, we're very open to everything around us. The animals, the trees, the connections. You know when you're in a room and there's a person that's bad there. Everybody knows without saying anything because they know it. They just sense it, you know. So we want to get you back to when you were a little child where you're open to everything and you have complete trust and you have complete, most of all, love, okay? And love is the highest vibration there is to connection, okay, in the universe. And I call myself an energy junkie because when I connect, it's ultimate feeling of love and bliss, and I love being there, you know? So I love going to work because it just makes me feel so filled with that connection, you know. Nonetheless, I'm helping people, but that connection of love is really wonderful. So these are the things you have to do. You have to let go of the fear. You have to trust. You have to have faith. And you have to let go and let God. And you can come to my workshops online, and I can show you the rest. But this is part of the roadmap. And these are very specific keys to connecting. You know, I mentor and online and in person, and it's getting over those barriers and learning your intuition. When you learn your intuition, when you learn what's blocking and what's not, you can recreate everything and train your mind and train your intuitive side, your Atma and your soul, to recognize this and unclear it for you as you connect. And how do we do that? We can do that through meditation. In my book, Power of the Unseen, Forensic Medium, there's 5 meditations in there that you can do yourself. I also suggest guided meditations are a great way to let go. A lot of people will say to me, I can't meditate. I think too much. I say to them, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you because you've created the first step. Being conscious is what meditation is all about. It's not really about letting go. It's being conscious of everything in and around you. Once you do that, you become meditative, okay? A lot of people say, well, I don't feel relaxed. That's not the point. Keep doing meditation. A few weeks later, you'll feel that you are meditative because it's the actions that call to this and help you to not just relax but help you to become more meditative. So that's something you So that's learn. You can learn valuable techniques, and it will really help you as you come to my classes online. but also meditation will get you there as well. But being honest and true, and learning your inner light is really valuable in everything you do in all aspects of your life to complete your soul purpose, because it's part of who you are.
I love it. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. But we will be right back with Sheila Marie.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancisbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the best sellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Today, we have forensic medium, Sheila Marie. You can go to Sheila Marie Medium. Is that the right website? Say it again.
Yes, SheilaMarieMedium.com or ForensicMedium.com.
Perfect. Okay, so I highly suggest going to get the book. The book is Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. And I just asked her at the commercial break, what do you think is the most important thing that I should ask you in the next segment? And she said, let's ask Spirit. And I said, well, then hold. Let's not do it while we're on the break. Let's do it on the show. So if you just want to take a second to think about what listeners would benefit the most from, that would
I call it going in. I'll go in for a second. Hold on. I feel like it's really important to trust your intuition and embrace your unique path. And remember, you already have all the answers within you to seek what you're looking for. And everybody has a life purpose. Even the it doesn't matter what you do, make sure you do it 300% in love. And it's really important to tap into who you are. Don't let the evil and negativity of the world take over your soul. Understand that everything on the outside of you, on the physical, in the physical world is what you're observing. It's not who you are. Who you are is within inside you, and with your soul inside your being, inside your body. And that's what you take with you. So it's really important to understand what's happening around you, understand you can make choices to have a new path at any time, and also know that you are love. You don't need to find love from someone else. What's important to know is that you are already love, and the love you're seeking is already within you. So embrace who you are as a soul and enjoy the journey. And know that everything is constantly moving forward. Nothing is permanent. Sometimes people leave you, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that they don't exist in your chapters of your journey. It just means that everything is moving forward, just like a river. A river is constantly flowing. When debris comes into the river, like rocks and sticks, they become blockage. So it's in order to stay with the flow. You don't want to stay stuck like a rock or a stick, so continue to move forward and allow the universe and trust the universe that the universe is going to give you everything you need. A lot of times we feel when things are negative and bad that that's the end all, That's not true. The universe is always working for you. It's clearing the way. And sometimes we have lessons to learn, and sometimes it's many lessons to learn, and that's okay. But understand that you're not doing anything wrong. It's just part of the journey. And to know that this here, where we are right now, is just one, but one dream. This whole lifetime here is one dream, not even one dream, because of the dimensional and the frequencies of time. So kind of laugh at life a little bit. Understand that this is not the end all, and that you are here to help people, to help yourself, and most of all, to move through on your journey as a soul. Yeah? So that's what Spirit's saying today.
I think that's really important. And I think a lot of people are right now really unsettled, even if they are excited at what's coming in the new political phases. I think most people, I mean, most people I know are not excited, but let's pretend and let's say that there are a lot of people that are. And I think even if people are excited, it's still really unsteady. That's what it feels like to me. It feels very unsteady.
Right.
And it's hard to find the centering when you're feeling so off your feet.
And yes. And I'm going to interrupt you. And yes, because this is the time to go to find your inner light system now. This is the time for you to go within or to your higher consciousness and to ground yourself in who you are as a soul. Because everything that's happening in the outer world is just something that's happening. But you still exist and you're still grounded even though everything feels shaky on the outside, you know? A lot of people's lives are like that all the time, even when things are good, you know? So don't become the evil and the negativity, because it's just minute to the vast universe. So you have choice. We have choice. Even though we're very socialized and there's political stuff around us, you know, unfortunately, you know, it used to be like, oh, well, a lot of people, like, I'm in America, you know, it's our America with that and that, and then it's good over here, but now it's more global, you know? But understand that our universe is not just our only universe. And it's hard for us to understand that, because visualizing is seeing is believing. And that's why I do mediumship, because when I'm able to go in my mind through mediumship or meditation and Spirit showing me something that someone else understands, that blows me in half. I'm like, oh my God, this stuff is real. This is real. You know, seeing is believing. So understand that through my work, it's really helpful, and I hope that you understand that we're very primitive here in this universe, you know, and we come to this world in different families, different ways, different cultures, but we are pure love from a very small seed, you know, and we are vibrational. So it's important, even if you have to make your own little world, that's kind of like what I do, make your own little world, and your mind is everything. Your mind is very, very powerful. So you have to change your thought of mind. I don't even watch TV, Emily, because the only thing I watch is like a movie or something, because if I need to watch TV, I will, because I know that my mind is going to overthink, you know? And on a human level, sometimes I don't like that feeling that it gives me later. So I try to stay grounded and know that I am love, I am light. What I do comes back to me, because everything is vibrational and a frequency, you know? And hoping that the universe, that's why prayer is so important. And prayer in many different forms, in many different cultures, and a lot, even people who are atheists. You can prayer to, you know, ask the universe or the existence to help us, you know what I mean? Help each other, you know? And I want to say that, remember, peace begins with each and one of us individually. You have to begin with yourself in order for anything to change.
So true. Now, we're just hold that space because we're going to take our last commercial break and we'll come right back into that space. So we will be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're picking up right where we left off, so we tried to do the break very short. So, Sheila, you were right in the space of speaking if you want to pick back up.
Yeah, so peace begins with us individually. In order to find any peace within anyone, even in relationships, you know, I try to tell my children, of course, they're young and they're, you know, their egos are in the way. They don't want to hear anything I say, but that's normal, you know. I won't take offense to it, but it's really important to evolve individually because and we need to give ourselves the love that we need. We can never find that through another person. You know, we have to start with ourselves. And once we start with ourselves, we'll be grounded and then other people will do it. When people start finding peace within themselves, it gravitates. You know, it's a frequency. It's vibrational. You know, people forget. I said, you know, don't worry so much. You remember that we live in space? You remember that we live on a planet? You know, our lives are much greater than we know because we've been conditioned to be communal, you know, to be in a community. But we're much faster than that, you know? How am I doing, okay?
Yes. No, I love it. It gives me a lot to think about, you know, because I do think, you know, I go in and out of seeing the big picture, getting caught up in the mundane, you know, of the day. But what I really find myself more is this, I think this is probably common for a lot of moms, but I have children that are, you know, in their younger years, you know, they're in middle school area. And I find that I go into the mundane where things really affect me when it comes to them. And then when it's not about them, I go bigger in my view. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. I understand exactly what you mean because, and I'll tell you how I understand. my children, they're in their early 20s now, but they were in parochial school, and which was beautiful because it was spiritual combined, you know. And so anyway, to make a long story short, that mundane world that they're struggling in because they're dealing with the politics of life and everything, we ended up homeschooling at the end because I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. So what I did was I had a choice. Do I want my children to think like this? Do I want them to be not thinkers? Do I want them to be thinkers? Do I want them to be entrepreneurs? You know what I mean? So for every person, it's an individual choice. So I ended up actually homeschooling my children for high school, which helped them to be open-minded, you know, because a lot of it, everything is conditioned, you know. So it's really hard for a parent to find that balance spiritually when they're being so controlled, you know, by the system. You know, and I feel for you. I know how that feels. I can remember doing 2 hours of homework every day. I'm like, why are they at school if I have to teach them everything, you know? It's conflicting.
It is conflicting. Honestly, we homeschooled in America our last year we were there because I didn't like the schools. But over here in Europe, I have to say the education system is phenomenal. And I'm now I do. So we put them over here, and we were way behind because they're way ahead over here. But they also do a lot more of a social and emotional wellness, drama, music. They still write in cursive. You take a lot of foreign languages because you're here in Europe, and you need them. You need the languages.
Yes.
And so it is very eye-opening, mind-opening.
Yes.
And honestly, that stuff I can handle. It's more the social when you see your kids, you know, up and down with social life. It's hard. And you get, I get so upset when they're upset. And then it becomes so finite. And then you forget, the big picture is you're not going to remember all this stuff 20 years from now.
Right.
This isn't going to be the story that you tell yourself. You're not going to talk about being in fourth grade.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing you can teach your children, at least for me anyways, from my experience, is teaching them that there's something much greater out there that's wonderful and love and that's connected, because that this is not the root of all, end all. So they need to understand that they can connect to the universe through love, through meditation is a great way to teach kids. My dad, I was 11 years old when he started teaching me meditation, and I'm sure that was the one of my strongest keys to connecting, because I trusted it, you know. But through meditation, it's really important to learn that, I believe, because you understand yourself, your inner self, more, you know. But to understand that children, that they know that everything can change and that they have choice in their life.
Yes. You know, how do you... when you're teaching a younger person or any person and a novice meditation, I mean, I think there's so many different definitions of what it would fall under. But what for you, how did you start to teach your own kids?
How did I do my own? How did I teach?
To your children, yes.
So for me, I mean, sometimes you just feel so helpless as a mother. It's like you've done everything. You don't feel like anyone's listening to you, like anyone. You just feel so, but you have that love connection towards your children. We love music, but I started with sounds of beautiful, like rivers and stuff like that. And I would sit down, I would say, put this on, this music on, and listen to this before you sleep. Start getting them connected with nature. I would take them out into the mountains and to hike. Maybe, actually, when we homeschooled, we did that every day, but maybe once a week, you know, when they weren't in homeschool. And then I found guided meditations are fabulous, you know. And nowadays, I mean, I have a couple on my YouTube channel, but there's all different types of guided meditations for kids. I think that's fabulous because they connect with their inner light system that way. You know, they're tapping into their soul. They're not in the exterior world. I think that's a really, really great way to teach your children. And also being mindful, telling them when you hear them speaking negatively, say, oh, that's not very kind. You don't want to say that to yourself. I always tell my kids, everything you say, even if you're joking, is real in a frequency. So don't say that. What can you say differently? You know? And my kids, like, they're so funny because they're like, okay, all right. They're all bad. They're afraid to talk negative, you know, but it's okay to talk negative, you know, because it balances everything else. But when they become stuck, you want to remind them that they have choice. You have a choice. You know, I can remember, I think when we were around 6 or 8 years old, is children, they start wanting their independence, you know. So you that's okay. They can have their independence, but you're going to give them 3 choices to choose. You know, so they don't have full, but they're starting to learn that they have choice, you know. But not easy being a parent. Yeah, choice is really important.
Yes, it is. And I think being able to come into the space where your voice, where you can carry your voice. Because I think even as an adult, I still have a hard time in certain situations really speaking up or negotiating for my worth. And then I walk away and go, what was that? You know, I'm worth so much more than that, or, you know, some of those things in it, I'm still working. I'm working all the time on it. So I think one of the takeaways is that we are really valuable, and we can't lose sight of that, because that's how we pass it on to the next generation.
Yes.
Sheila Maria, it's been such a pleasure having you on. For those of you that are listening, you can buy her book. You can go to SheilaMarieMedium.com. That's S-H-E-I-L-A, Sheila Marie, M-A-R-I-E, medium.com, SheilaMarieMedium.com, and you can go get her book right away because it is available now, Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Thank you for being on, Sheila. And
thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Namaskar.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.